This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I found out yesterday that the NHL regular season is officially over. But how are some Vegas sports books handling that? What sort of tough decisions have been made? Or have they even made all these decisions? Those 24 teams, are they all playoff teams? Let's find out from Jeffrey Benson. He's a sportsbook operations manager at Circa Sports out in Las Vegas. He's on Twitter at JeffreyBenson12, and he joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How you doing, Jeffrey?
Good. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
Thanks for making time for us. Before we get to the NHL and what you guys decided over at Circa Sports, man, your boss, Derek Stevens, is a trip. I've never met him, but just seeing him and hearing stories about him, can you inform the audience about the promotion that he did earlier today on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best in the business. He's a tremendous marketer, and he's somebody who's kind of an owner's owner. He's a guy who sits at the long bar at the D or the Prohibition bar at the Golden Gate, really interacts with the patrons, you know, comes by all of the departments, whether it's the sports book or the tables or whatever it may be. And he's, you know, always talking to the staff, always talking to the players, you know, buying people drinks, really socializing. For him, you know, as an owner, he's somebody who really believes in the importance of showing his face and being on property. And so for me, in the last 16 months, getting to work with him and for him, you know, down at the Golden Gate in the D, and obviously Circa across the street later this year, as, you know, we kind of, you know, work on having the world's largest sports book. It's just been a great experience. And to reference what you said regarding the promotion, given, you know, the coronavirus situation and the forced closure of, you know, essentially the entire country and more or less the world, we have a target date of June 4th to reopen. And he was, you know, kind enough to go ahead and purchase 1,000 one-way tickets for people in some of these major cities here in the continental United States to come out and visit not only Las Vegas, but downtown Las Vegas, and really get people into the city and try to help, you know, get them back on their feet. And the response was overwhelmingly positive. In fact, you know, this morning when we were kind of on our, you know, ops call, the buzz had, you know, grown so much that they kind of did a phase two and incorporated some other cities as well. So certainly a positive there. And we're certainly excited to have some folks and patrons come out to our properties when we're ultimately able to reopen on June 4th.
And those 1,000 flights were gone in less than 2 hours, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the demand was so crazy that, you know, they had to roll out a phase two. So, you know, certainly looking to bring as many people into the city as possible and, you know, get them down here on property or just, you know, playing on the strip, wherever it may be. But we'd certainly love to see people at the D and the Golden Gate and certainly have welcomed them into our sports books as well.
Great idea. So we find out officially yesterday that the NHL regular season is over, and different sports books handled this in different ways. What did you guys decide to do at Circa?
Yeah, I mean, for us, obviously, and with most places, the decisions really aren't that difficult in the sense that a lot of it is how you've written your house rules or the stipulations you've put, you know, on these bets or what you listed on the sheet. You know, so for us in terms of will they or won't they make the playoffs and divisions, That wasn't something that we initially offered this year. Obviously, it'll be something we offer next year. So we didn't really have to deal with that issue. In terms of the season point totals, for us, the stipulation on that bet was that they had to play a minimum of 81 games. So those were automatic refunds. And then in terms of the conference and Stanley Cup futures, all bets are action there. So anyone who has a wager on either the conference, Eastern or Western, or obviously a team to win the Stanley Cup, those bets would still be action.
Okay, so as we all know, when people placed those wagers, the thinking was that there would be 16 playoff teams, and now, of course, we have 24, so the odds shift, so many more long shots than we had before, because obviously it's so much more challenging to win the Cup. Were there any talks in-house about canceling those and not keeping the futures bets already out there in action?
Well, it's not even just talks about canceling them. Like I said, you're kind of beholden to your house rules and the way you write things. And for us, all futures are action. So that's kind of what we're doing moving forward. In the next day or so, you know, Chris Bennett, Matt Metcalf, those guys in the back, they'll certainly reopen those odds, you know, reevaluate them given that there's 24 teams and now, you know, instead of 16, and just kind of look at the format and kind of how that affects the odds and certainly move forward from there.
Gotcha. So you guys kind of got away with ones because you didn't have that yes-no with the Blackhawks for the playoffs, right? Because that was an underdog pretty much everywhere, I think, for the Blackhawks to make the playoffs. They're in last place in the Central, and they're in.
Exactly. It's certainly nuts. I think kind of with this whole pandemic and moving forward, I think you'll see things maybe written a little bit more clear in terms of some of these stipulations and how many games are expected to be played and kind of the different scenarios that we're going through now. So obviously some of these sports books, you know, moving forward, don't find themselves in kind of those precarious situations.
I'm sure there's a lot of people with the mindset that I have right now. Once we do have an NHL return, once we have a date, we're going to see maybe unprecedented action on some of these Cup futures, because on one hand, you're coming off the season in which the St. Louis Blues win. At one point, they're in last place. There are 400-1 tickets out there, and people kind of became minor celebrities that were holding on to those tickets, and you have puck luck, and anything can happen in hockey. And this format, I think, is going to rejuvenate a lot of fringe hockey fans. I think you guys are going to write a ton of action on hockey.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to have 24 teams in there. So, you know, the fan base from all 24 teams, obviously, you know, is going to generate quite a bit of interest. But like you said, you know, with hockey, it's maybe not as traditional as some of the other sports in the sense that, you know, any team 1 through 8 in the traditional playoff format really had a chance to win. So I think you may see some bets on some of those longer shots, like you mentioned. And given the fact that you don't know how much, you know, teams have been able to practice and, you know, how much people have been able to skate during this downtime, you're certainly right in the sense that you could maybe see a little bit more variance in terms of, you know, some of those deeper seeds making a run.
No question. Joe Ostrowski with Jeffrey Benson, Sportsbook Operations Manager, Circa Sports, Las Vegas, at Jeffrey Benson 12 on Twitter. So you have KBO, UFC, NASCAR, much more frequent right now. You have some golf. What's popular among your players right now?
Yeah, I would say the four things you mentioned, in addition to when we booked the NFL draft, I would say those are the things that are currently writing the most action. Chris Bennett, who's our sportsbook manager, he's done a tremendous job being first to market in the world most days on Korean baseball. And the limits we're taking on that has really, really encouraged us to write bets. And it's been a really interesting market, a two-sided market, a lot of opinions. You know, some of these numbers can move very, very quickly. So that's generated quite a bit of handle. Matt Metcalf, who's our director, he's done a tremendous job with the NASCAR and the golf. And obviously, like you said, you know, they've been running these NASCAR races, Xfinity trucks. You know, quite a few races here in a short time frame. So that's been very popular as well. Obviously, UFC 249, you know, smashed anything in terms of the amount we've written on any UFC card before, given, you know, the top to bottom, that was probably the top card in the history of the UFC, and it was kind of a standalone event there on a Saturday night. So, you know, for us, in lieu of the forced closure, the counters being closed, our mobile app continues to be 24/7. And for us, we're just trying to put up as many markets as possible that we think is going to write and get people interested. So, you know, like you said, you know, those four things are currently the sports that are generating, you know, the most action. But, you know, soccer is very popular as well. You know, we put up esports, you know, whether that's Call of Duty, Overwatch, League of Legends, things like that. So for us, obviously, given that the major four sports aren't operating, just trying to put as many things on the menu and get people, you know, making bets on those things until the four major sports do ultimately come back here, hopefully in the next couple weeks or couple months.
Jeffrey, I know you guys at Circa, one of the sports books out in Las Vegas, that decided to have drive-through services because, like here in Illinois, we only had sports betting for a week before the pandemic shut everything down. But like you guys out in Nevada, we have in-person registration to have the mobile app once that's available. Now, you guys started having this curbside just to register people in person so they can bet on their phone. How's that worked out?
I mean, we kind of went into it. We didn't really know what to expect, but the response has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, for us, we've probably increased our mobile account signups by 10 to 15% in the last 2 months, which has been a real positive for us. Obviously, getting people down on property, you know, interacting with our staff and our hosts, and telling them about the day in the Golden Gate and then the opening of Circa later this year, ultimately getting them signed up for the Circa Sports mobile account. Some people have signed up for the contests. And then, you know, additionally, we've had, you know, existing Circa Sports users, you know, replenish their current account. So for us, overall, are real, real positive. Obviously, like you mentioned, there is that in-person registration component, unlike, you know, New Jersey or Colorado that does allow the remote registration and remote funding. So for us, it was just Derek always pushes creativity and ingenuity and innovation. And for us, it was certainly a way to obviously, given what was going on, still get people signed up until we were able to open the counter in the casino here in the next couple of weeks.
Glad to hear. It sounds like we're going to copy you and hopefully the casinos here will be able to do this. And I'm hoping to hear some positive news on your front with June 4th, you said, was the target date to reopen?
Correct. The governor had a press conference yesterday, and they're going to give us kind of the specifics and the guidelines in terms of reopening and kind of what that looks like. I mean, it'll probably be similar to how we closed, just in the sense that maybe every other slot machine, you know, some of our employees probably wearing masks. You know, things of that nature. You know, the casino may be at, you know, 50 to 75% of the capacity of what it was before. But certainly we'll make sure to follow all those guidelines. You know, the health and safety of our team members and our guests is, you know, first and foremost, but we're certainly excited, you know, here in the next week to open the doors and get people back, you know, in the building. And, you know, hopefully, with that being said, that sports is right around the corner in terms of, you know, basketball and hockey making a decision in addition to the NBA as well.
Yeah, I know you're a big NBA guy, so hopefully we hear something on that front about bubble basketball in Disney World too.
Yeah, man, there's been talk about, obviously, you know, for NHL or NBA having Vegas as a host city. So, you know, that would certainly, you know, drive quite a bit of sports gambling interest, kind of having, you know, kind of in a bubble, like you mentioned, similar to what they do out here every summer with Summer League. So it'll be certainly interesting to see, you know, what they decide and where they're playing at and what the format looks like. But, you know, we're certainly excited to have sports and we hope it's, you know, sooner rather than later.
Jeffrey Benson, Sportsbook Operations Manager at Circa Sports out in Las Vegas. Jeff, thanks for the time and stay safe.
Same to you. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
Thank you. Some good stuff there, and I'm optimistic. It's 10 to 15%. So, I mean, they're an established sports book on the newer side, but they're in downtown Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, and they still went up mobile accounts 10 to 15% just by having the drive-through option.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.